Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Meiser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. What's Meiser Sheni? So we know that there's Truma that goes to the Kayin, there's Meiser Rishon that goes to the Levi. Truma and Meiser Rishon is every single year besides Shemitah and Yovel. In the 6 years between one Shemitah and the other, the cycle goes like this. The first 2 years, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Third year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. Fourth and fifth year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni. Sixth year, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Ani. Seventh year, Shemitah. Every seven Shemitahs is Yovel. So during a Meiser Sheni year, I take off 10% and I give it to the Levi. Then, from what's left, I take off another 10%, and that's Meiser Sheni. And I give it to myself. You don't give it to anybody. But you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it over there. Well, what if I have 15 wagon loads of apples? I'm going to bring it all to Yerushalayim. That's going to be hard. Well, you don't have to. If a person can't or doesn't want to carry his Meiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, you can be paid it. You can redeem it. In other words, you transfer the Kedusha over to money. The money has the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni, and you have to bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy food over there. When you buy the food over there, the Kedusha goes back from the money onto the food. What do I do with the money afterwards? Anything. The money goes back to regular money. Here's something we learned about still in Masechtas Maaseres. Where can I redeem Meiser Sheni? And the answer is outside of Yerushalayim. Once you come into Yerushalayim, you can't be paided anymore. How am I paid in Meiser Sheni? You take money and you say the Kedusha of the Peirush should go onto the money. Can someone redeem my Meiser Sheni Peres? Can someone take my Meiser Sheni and say he's redeeming it? And the answer is yes. As a matter of fact, if he does it, he doesn't have to add a fifth. When the owner does it, you have to add a chaimish. There's a lot more to learn about Meiser Sheni. Well, let's see our first Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah once again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Meiser Sheni, Ein Meichrin Oisa. You're not allowed to sell it. By the way, when we say you can't sell it, it means you can't sell it in such a way that it should stay Meiser Sheni. In other words, I go to my friend, I have these Meiser Sheni pairs, I have to take it to Yerushalayim. You know what? I'll sell it to you. You take it to Yerushalayim. Sure, I don't mind. I'm going to Yerushalayim. I'll take it with me. That you can't do. You could sell it in such a way that you're redeeming it. In other words, I sell it, and my kavana is that the kiddush of the Meiser Sheni should go on to the money that I'm buying it with. That you can do. So Meiser Sheni ain't Meichrinus. You can't sell it if you're Kavana is to sell it and for it to stay Meiser Sheni. The Ein Memashkin Anaisai. You can't take it as a mashkin. So if my friend says to me, can you please lend me $1,000? And I say to him, I need a mashkin. You know what? I'll take your Meiser Sheni pairs as a mashkin. I can't do that. Or let's say my friend owes me $1,000. The time comes, he doesn't have the money to pay. The Shliach Bezen goes to his house to take something. He cannot take his Meiser Sheni pairs. And the reason you can't is very interesting. The Pasuk, in regard to Meiser Sheni, gives us a Lashon of Bracha, Ki V'rechecha Hashem Alekecha. You can't do anything with Meiser Sheni, which isn't Bracha. And taking a Mashkin from someone is not Bracha. You can take a look here in the Taisus Yom Tov, who explains that. You can't switch it for something else. You can't say to your friend, here, I'll give you the wine of Meiser Sheni, you give me oil. Or I'll give you oil and you give me wine. We're going to see soon, this is the sheet of Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds the Meiser Sheni is not yours. So you can't sell it. The Torah says, take it to Yerushalayim and eat it, but it's not yours. If it's not yours, you can't sell it. If it's not yours, you can't give it as a mashkin, and if it's not yours, you can't switch it. How do their scales work? Remember the pictures of the scales before Rosh Hashanah? You put something on one side, and you know how much that weighs. And then whatever you put on the other side of the scale, you keep piling it on until it's even, so you know how much the other side weighs, because it's the same. If it's even, it's the same. So if I have, let's say, a coin of chulin, and I want to figure out how much it weighs, because a lot of the value of the coin has to do with the weight, so I can't take a Meiser Sheni coin and put it on the scale and say, well, I know how much this weighs. Let me put the Chulun coin on the other side and see if it's even. So you're using the Meiser Sheni to figure out how much the Chulun coin is worth. That you can't do. Well, let's say I have 5 pounds of Maaser Sheni apple. I'm going to put it on one side. I want to know how many apples are 5 pounds. Stam, chulin apple. So I'll put it on the other side till it's even. You can't do that. You can't use the Maaser Sheni to measure your chulin. It's considered a bizui mitzvah, says the Batanur. Vaiter zok the Mishnah, v'lo yoyim eradim l'chaveri b'Yerushalayim. A person should not say to his friend in Yerushalayim, Heilach yayin. Here, you take this wine of Maaser Sheni, v'tenli, and give me shemen, give me oil. Wait a second, you told me this already. You said before, v'ei machlifin, I say, why are you repeating it? Zok the Batanura, before we were talking about outside of Yerushalayim. Here we're talking inside Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it. I still say, you can't say to your friend, here, take this wine of Maaser Sheni, you give me back oil of Maaser Sheni. Now really, when I come to Yerushalayim, I'm taking the money, and I'm switching in the money for food. So why can't I switch Paris for Paris? And the answer is, you can't. Money you can, Paris you can't. Maybe we'll have time, we'll discuss the reason why. Now it's not just that I can't say, here's the wine, give me oil. These are things that I'm mechuyev b'Maaser Sheni midiyoraisa, but v'chein shar kol ha-Paris, same is true for all Paris of Maaser Sheni, even the types of Paris that are only mechuyev in Maaser Sheni midrabana. You still can't switch them for other pay rice. Avubat noisnin zelazem matnas chinam. We have to be careful how we touch the words over here, says the Batanura. You can't just say to a friend, here, I'm giving you this as a present. That's considered like selling it when it comes to Maaser Sheni. What you could do is, you can meet your friend and say, ah, I'm having a suda with my Maaser Sheni Paris. Come and join me. No, of course you don't have to pay for it. That's what the Mishnah means. Avul noisnin zelazem. You can invite someone to your house to eat. So in our Mishnah, we had 6 halachas, 5 things that you can't do, and 1 thing the Mishnah told us that you can do. You can't sell Maaser Sheni, can't use it as collateral, can't switch it, can't use it to weigh chulin, put the Maaser Sheni on one side, weigh the chulin on the other side to see that it's even. You can't say to your friend, even in Yerushalayim, here, take this wine and give me oil. And the same is true for other peiros, even though they're only mechuyev in Maaser Midrabanan. And the one thing you can do is you can say to your friend, come over to my house. I'm having a Maaser Sheni Suda. Please join me. It's for free.